In Florida's 9th Congressional District, there are four Democrats slated to run for the opportunity to face GOP incumbent Gus Bilirakis in November. And next Tuesday, those Democrats will face off in a debate in Carrollwood. They include former Plant City Mayor John Dix, attorney Bill Mitchell, nurse practitioner Michael Van Hook, and Anita DePalma, the former state director for LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. Susan Smith is the president of the Northwest Hillsborough Democratic Club and an organizer for DFA Tampa Bay.
We are having a candidate forum at the Northdale Recreation Center at 6:30 Tuesday night. It's being sponsored by four different groups: DFA Tampa Bay, the Northwest Hillsborough Democratic Club, and the Pasco and Hillsborough Democratic Executive Committees. There are four candidates at the present time running for the chance to run against Gus Bilirakis in the fall, and one of them is Anita DePalma, and she is from Pinellas County. The other three candidates are all from Hillsborough County. We have two from the east part of the county, John Dix and Mike Van Hook, and then Bill Mitchell, who lives up in Northwest Hillsborough, is also running for that.
So, Susan Smith, tell me about the district, which is it's an interesting district, right? It's got elements of Hillsborough, elements of Pinellas, and Pasco County. Is that the district? Is
yes.
there any more than that?
Well, it's one of those crazy gerrymandered things that runs all the way from Tarpon Springs out to Plant City across the northern part of Hillsborough and the northern part of Pinellas and the southern parts of Pasco. And interestingly, Phyllis won the Pasco.
Phyllis Buzanski.
Yes, Phyllis Buzanski, who ran, I worked on her campaign in 2006, and she won Pasco last go around. So we think of Pasco as being a very conservative area, and it's actually, I think, starting to trend more Democratic, which is very good. And I think the same maybe is in store for East Hillsborough. We've got a lot of action within the Democratic Party out in that part of the county.
Well, let's talk about that, because this has been Bilirakis country for decades, literally. Mike Bilirakis was there for over two decades until he stepped down a couple of years ago. His son Gus did defeat Phyllis Buzanski in 2006. So these Democrats, you know, do they have a chance of winning, do you think, in your eyes, as, of course, a partisan Democrat?
Well, of course they do have a chance. Whoever gets the nomination, we think, definitely has a chance. Well, I think that this is a Democratic year. It's a year of change, and I think a lot of people didn't quite realize who they were voting for last go around. I think a lot of people assumed they were voting for the senior Bilirakis. But Gus is new to Congress and has not really made very much of a mark for himself in the last 2 years. And he's been consistently over these 2 years, I think, looked at as one of the least effective members of Congress. So I think we have a good shot at this race. If we run well, we are doing amazing things in our organization now that we weren't doing in the past. So I think we have a good shot at it this time.